Now, the big news, of course, yesterday, it wasn't Ireland's World Cup exit. No, of course, it was Daniel's exit from Strictly last night. What did you make of Daniel's performances over the last number of weeks? Were you devastated last night? Really want to hear from you this morning for your big Strictly fans. 0-30-30, 80-55-55. All Irish eyes were, of course, crying. If there were any tears left after the rugby when Daniel got the heave-ho, voted off Strictly at the weekend. He was in the dance-off against Kirsty Gallagher last night. What drama. And he forgot his dance steps. Very unfortunate. The 53-year-old performing an airline-themed waltz to Frank Sinatra's Fly Me to the Moon. He had his pilot's uniform on and everything. But he couldn't do enough to sail through to another week. This is what the judges thought after Saturday night's performance.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
I'm still waiting for the upgrade to first class, Daniel. It was still, it was premium economy. It was adequate. You went through it, but in each much more wow factor.
It was lacking an enormous amount of style. Your eyeline and arm placement needs to be clear. At the moment, it's in between. It's not one thing or another. And you need to make a choice about that.
Because you're musical, the takeoff and the landing is very good on the lifts. You understand the music so well. I think you can use this in your advantage and try and throw those nerves and just listen to that music, because as soon as it builds, I want you to give more and more. Yeah, so you hear that music building and building and building. It's like filling the, you know, the dance floor. So you can start filling the dance floor.
It's always a little bit careful. I think, you know, you're worried that you're not going to go wrong, so you just hold back. You've got to just go for it a little bit more.
Poor old Daniel, eh? That's what the judges thought. What did you think? 0-30-30-80-55-55. You can get on the phone and let us know what you thought. While you're hearing from the man himself, because I spoke to him earlier and I asked him just how he was feeling after leaving the big show.
Do you know what? I'm fine. I have had a wonderful experience. And to be honest, I suppose I'm relieved a little that I got voted off. Not that I wasn't enjoying it. I enjoyed every part of it. If I didn't have to do the dance on a Saturday night, I would want to stay on it forever. But I found, as I said, I was so nervous every Saturday night doing the live show that I was getting better now, I have to say. I suppose it was subsiding a little bit. And I thought Saturday night that I was very happy with the performance and everything. But, you know, I had a great time, and I want just to say thank you to everybody listening. I know lots of people voted throughout the North, so thanks a million. Thanks to Stephen and everybody there on the show for keeping me in touch with you and you in touch with me over the month.
I mean, the thing about it is, Daniel, Stephen's so devastated this morning, he's not able to even come in to present the show this morning, and I've had to step into the breach here.
That actually doesn't surprise me. That's just what I expected. And I'm sure it might even take him a week.
The listeners will be hoping not. It's interesting what you say about the nerves, though, Daniel, because, you know, you're a performer. That's what you do. But it's that thing, is that you even talk to sportsmen and women, when you take them out of their comfort zone, that they're as nervous as anybody doing something that's unfamiliar to them.
Yes, and you know the strange thing about it, Joel? I hadn't anticipated being so nervous. I didn't think on it that way. I thought, you know, this will be an awful lot of work. It'll be hard to learn the routines, and, you know, it'll be a big commitment. But I never anticipated having that kind of nervous feeling that I had. It was, to be honest, I would stand every night before we started. And the night that I was doing Danny Zuko, I was up on a kind of three steps up. And as they were announcing we were going to dance, I was looking down. I said, how am I going to get down them steps? And all I had to do was walk, you know. But anyway, it certainly was a great experience. It was a great experience meeting all the people that were involved.
Well, that's interesting, because lots of people will watch the programme, Daniel, and they'll hear people saying when they go, I've had a great time, it's been like one big happy family, there's been great camaraderie. But you obviously last night were saying that from the bottom of your heart, and it seems that actually that is the case. It's not just people saying nice things whenever they're voted off. It seems to be some sort of special bond between you all.
Absolutely not. And again, you know, it's something before I went in, I was thinking, you know, how... I didn't know everybody that was on. I knew some of the people because they weren't all announced when I was announced. But, you know, I was wondering, I wonder how will everybody blend together. I can tell you, we had the greatest time, you know, all of us together and the professional dancers. I couldn't speak highly enough about everybody. And even the judges behind the scenes, you know, such great fun. Craig is an absolute gent. He is so funny, and I couldn't say enough about everybody, you know, that was working on the show. They were so, such a happy experience for a show that's so big and so much involved in it being live. I mean, there must be huge tension somewhere. I didn't see it, but there must be huge tension somewhere getting it all off the ground every night.
But it's nice, Daniel, because you've given, like, Saturday nights the amount of people that sit down, and it is, you know, such a fundamental part of their weekend. It's nice to hear that it seems as if you've got every bit as much out of it as what you've given them, if not more.
Well, absolutely. As I said, if I didn't have to do that live performance, and sure, that's the whole thing, I might as well stay...
Stay in the house.
you know, you can live but don't breathe. But if I didn't have to do that every Saturday night, it would have been the perfect experience. It's just that I can't explain it. I mean, it's ridiculous, I suppose, from a point of view of somebody that's been on stage so much as I've been on it. But that was the reality for me. But everything else about it, and everybody else that I met, and Christina, I could not speak highly enough about Christina, and she was...
All those nasty papers trying to say that she'd been on saying about you being too old and all that kind of stuff, Daniel.
I know.
Terrible, trying to cause a rift between you two.
It is, and that's all it is, really. And, you know, it's just one of those things. The papers write whatever they want, and, you know, you believe whatever you want to believe. You know,
so are you going to keep this pilot's outfit, Daniel? Will that get an airing at weekends, perhaps?
I might just... What, the first airline that will take me... Now, with the right conditions, I'll go with them.
No turbulence.
And well, you know what? We landed very well on Saturday night.
You did.
Now, the dance-off was disaster last night because I went out on the floor, forgot everything. Well,
I didn't think your heart was maybe in the dance because you'd sort of given your sort of farewell speech even before we got to the dance-off, Daniel.
You know, maybe I was quite happy to go, to tell you the truth.
Well, listen, is this the end of the dancing career, Daniel? Did you go out right at the top, or will we see a bit more of you on the dance floor?
Well, I always loved dancing. I mean, I loved social dancing always, and that'll continue, absolutely. Even at the end, when, you know, usually at the end, when the person goes out, the couple just kind of stand in the middle of the floor. And when we went on, I says to Christina, I says, we're going to dance now. And dance we did.
And reality TV, Daniel, will we see you back in something else now? You in the Big Brother house with Stephen Nolan, maybe? No.
Absolutely no. Not even with Stephen. But we are, I don't know whether I can say, the B&B show is starting on UTV Ireland.
I saw that advertised, yes.
On the 26th. So that'll be another. I hope people will enjoy that.
Daniel, you crashing out and Ireland crashing out of the rugby on the same Sunday, it was hard to take.
I know. And the other thing I should say is that we have a new album out this week called the Hank Williams Songbook. So and maybe people will enjoy that. So
I'd say they will.
There's still life in the dog.
I would say so. Plenty of life yet. Daniel, listen, brilliant stuff. You made a lot of people very happy over the course of the weeks you were there. Great entertainer and a top man for taking so much time to speak to us on the programme. I know when Stephen was here on the TV show and everything, because I know how busy you probably were.
It was a pleasure. And thanks to everybody for voting, and just the support, even if they didn't vote, the very fact that there was a good wish coming, it was tremendous, and I feel very, very honoured that everybody took such an interest in my time on Strictly, so thanks very much.